Okay, guys, we're going to be getting into the Word of God a little bit tonight. And tonight's message, tonight's lesson is the cross says you are valuable. The cross says that you are valuable. And in this lesson, we will learn that you are valuable to God, that we are valuable to God. We are His purchased possession, His special treasure. For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. And for anybody who may have a Bible here tonight, I'd like to turn to Romans chapter 5. We'll be reading from verses 5 through 11. Romans 5, verses 5 through 11. And it says, "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." Verse 6. "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die." Verse 8, the key verse. "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so," verse 11, Romans 5, "but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Let's look at verse 5. "The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit." In verse 6, "When we were still powerless, without strength, Christ died for us, for the ungodly." Verse 8 is a key verse. "God demonstrates His love toward us, friends, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." While we were still in the grip of sin, Jesus Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago to die for you and for me. Jesus Christ was born to die. Amen? Amen. So that we could live forever in heaven one day. Amen. To demonstrate in verse 8. What does demonstrate mean? God demonstrates His love for us. It means to reveal, to display, to make clear, or to verify. God will love you out of the things that have tried to pull you down and destroy you. Friends, how is love demonstrated? Talking about the love of God, the message of the cross is a message of love. How is love demonstrated? Love is demonstrated by giving. And 2,000 years ago, God the Father gave His very best. He gave Jesus Christ into this world to die for our sins. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Love is demonstrated in giving. He gave us His very best. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that God loves you. You are precious. You are valuable in the sight and in the heart of Almighty God. Amen. Jesus loves you because He laid down His life for you. Let's turn to John chapter 15 for just a minute. John 15, and this is what Jesus says. John 15, 13. "Greater love has no one than this, than that He lay down His life for His friends." How did Jesus demonstrate His love for us? By laying down His life on a cross for you and for me. God will love us out of the things that have tried to pull us down and destroy us. He will love us out of bondages, brokenness, pain, and the rejection that we have gone through. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, encourage you with this word. You may have done some pretty bad things in your past. You may have said some pretty bad things. You may have done some pretty bad things. Maybe you were in the grip of alcohol at one time. Maybe you were under the grip of a drug addiction at one time. Maybe you messed up really badly in the past. But you know, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You said, Jesus, be my Savior and my Lord. Guess what happened at that moment when you said, Jesus, come into my life? Guess what you became? What did I become when we accepted Jesus? We became the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. You came into instant right standing with God. So that when God looks at you, He doesn't see your past. He doesn't see the drugs that you took. He doesn't see the alcoholism. He doesn't see the wrong immoral relationships. When God looks at you, He sees Jesus. He sees you as righteous. He sees you as pure. He sees you as clean. You've got to see yourself as God sees you. You see, if you see yourself today the way you were in the past, then you're imprisoned behind the bars of the past. God does not want you imprisoned beyond the bars of the past. God sees you as righteous, as clean, as pure. You've got to see yourself the same way that God sees you. If you see yourself as the way you were in the past, you'll never go forward. God wants you to go forward in life. He's got great things in store for you, friends. And if you can see yourself the way God sees you, as a new creation in Jesus Christ, that'll give you the motivation to go forward to bigger and better things that God has for you. Amen? Amen. He loves you so very much. He wants to love you out of the bondages, the brokenness, the pain, the rejection that you have gone through. Friends, some of you may have had a really good earthly dad. An earthly dad that you had a really good relationship with. And so when you look at your heavenly dad, God, you know that God loves you because your earthly dad loved you. It's easy to see that God loves you. But some of you in the room tonight may have had a bad relationship with your earthly dad. Maybe he was abusive towards you. Maybe he abandoned you. Maybe he talked down on you. Maybe he just ignored you and didn't spend time with you. Maybe he told you that you're dumb and not going to amount to anything. And those are lies of the devil, because the devil is a liar and the author of all lies. We have a perfect heavenly Father. So if you didn't have a good relationship with your earthly dad, don't gauge your heavenly Father that way, based on your relationship with your earthly dad, because our heavenly dad is so much greater. He's perfect. He loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us with a perfect love. He loves you, and God is the author of good. He's got only good things in store for you. No matter what your earthly dad did, God has got great things in your future. He's got a miracle in store for you. Amen? Amen. He loves you so very much. God will love us into the perfection He has planned for our lives. Let's turn to Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Paul writing to the Philippians. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. God is maturing you. He's completing you. He's got a great destiny in store for you. Philippians 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.